Hi, James.
Bubbles.
Is this the Bubbles podcast?
Is it? Is it a new and improved episode of the Bubbles podcast?
Do you know what episode number it is?
Nice.
What's nice?
The episode number.
I'm asking you, do you know?
Isn't it 69?
Is it 69?
Is it episode 69 of episode the Bubbles 69. Podcast? Oh, man. Nice.
I'm pretty sure it is, because the last one was episode number 68.
Ooh.
And the one after this is going to be episode number
70. Math.
So it's been a minute since we did a podcast.
It has been.
What's new in your life?
Well, a lot of stuff. I mean, it's been like, what, 2-3 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. A lot's been new in my life. Doing my schoolwork.
Yeah. Basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely improving in basketball.
For sure.
And your schoolwork.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a fun 2 weeks.
Yep. Getting nice. In the holiday season.
Uh-huh,
holiday
definitely.
Holiday spirit.
Christmas is coming up.
Have you finished your shopping?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, what'd you get me? No spoilers?
No spoilers.
Well, there will be a spoiler today on the episode. We have an action-packed episode today. In fact, I would say that for episode 69, it's supersized. It's really a big episode.
And then episode 70.
Do you know how many waters we have on the podcast today?
How many? Let's count.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Waters.
Ten in one episode. And actually, it's more than ten because we have a special unboxing later today. What's this in front of you?
It's a box.
It's a box.
And we're not going to talk anything else about it because...
Not yet.
You've got to find out. Yep. You've got to listen and find out.
Later on in the episode for what's in the box.
Yeah. What's in the box?
Yeah. So, you know, we just came back from... We went over to the beach for a minute. Took a walk around on the pier.
Yeah.
Nice day here in California.
Very nice. Crystal clear water in the ocean.
That sea air.
Was great.
Yeah. Well, looking at all that water and walking around with the dogs and you and the producer, I don't know about you, but I got thirsty.
I got thirsty too.
Let's kick this episode into high gear and get started.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it live.
Woo! Yeah, so This episode and the next episode are going to be super packed, huh?
Yeah. Do you know what's going on the next episode?
I know.
I know, too.
We're going to tease it.
Let's tease it, but we'll just say there's going to be some special guests on the next episode.
Yeah. We've been in cahoots with some people.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Conspiring about water.
Rah.
I'm thirsty, man.
All right.
Where are we starting here?
Should we go in order we expect to be worst to best?
Okay, let's do that.
All right, so I think
we're
looking at...
What do we have here, first of all? What are the waters?
All right, so let's get to this lineup. We've got Fiji, natural artesian water.
Love me some Fiji water.
Classic.
Yep.
Pop culture staple. Life water, immune support.
Uh-huh.
So it's purified water with zinc. Ew. Alani water, purified water. Ice Canyon, natural Ice Canyon. Spring water.
Yeah, that one's from CVS brand, I think. We'll get into that.
Mm-hmm. Defy, hydrating humanity. That's definitely, yeah, purified water with extra electrolytes and minerals.
Is that even a water? Maybe.
I don't know. Gelson's spring water.
Hey, you skipped one.
I know I skipped one because it's not even a water.
You gonna come back to it? Okay.
Yeah. Hawaiian Isles. 100% Hawaiian purified water. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Aqua Carpatica, which is nice. That's going to be really good.
Yeah, it's in a different, interesting format here, too, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it is. We'll get into that later. And then Sokosani Sparkling.
From the Peruvian Andes.
The one that I skipped over is, I think, the one we're going to start with, right? We're in agreement that's the one that's going to be the nastiest, probably.
Yeah, but I think we might need to get some wine glasses for this water.
Yeah, because it's Napa Hills Wine Antioxidant Water.
Okay.
And it's cherry rosé flavor. There's no alcohol in it.
I hope not.
What's
it say on the package there?
No alcohol.
Okay.
It sounds horrendous.
I've got some information on it. It
says it's heart healthy, but this is cherry rosé flavored water. Ouch.
Refreshing fruit-flavored water with red wine's natural antioxidants. Studies indicate several health benefits from drinking a glass of red wine. At Napa Hills, we mix fruit-flavored water with VitaRes, our proprietary blend of the same antioxidants found in red wine, but without the wine taste, alcohol, sugar, or calories.
No wine taste.
Our bottle of Napa Hills water delivers 10 times the amount of antioxidants found in one glass of red wine, but without the alcohol or wine taste, which is what it said on the package, right?
No, it just said no wine. It says wine antioxidant water, so.
Ingredients. Enriched with water, offer high antioxidant potency. Let's see what kind of water they use. I don't think it even says.
Probably just some purified water from tap or something.
Yeah. Well, let's get this over with.
Should we get new glasses? Should we take a break and get glasses that are separate from our water glasses?
Let's do that.
Because this is definitely going to taint the flavor.
Have you heard of Anchor?
Have you? And we're back. Oh, God.
Napa Hills Wine Antioxidant Water. Where did we get this?
No clue. I didn't pick it up.
Might have been at a Gelson's.
Maybe. It looks like something that Gelson's would have.
It's got a pink hue to it. It's in a plastic bottle.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe this could be useful for someone that's trying to get off alcohol.
Could be. Let's try it.
Let's see. But it says it has no wine taste.
I think so. If you're drinking wine for your antioxidants, you probably have some mixed up ideas.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because I think the alcohol in the wine probably, does worse damage than any of the antioxidants do good.
I'm pouring us only, like, about three quarters of a sip because it smells... Smell it. Tell me what it smells like. Cough syrup, right? Yeah,
it does not smell good.
Exactly like cough syrup.
0 calories?
10 calories it has.
0 calories it has.
Oh, it has 10... Reservatrol.
Okay, 10x Reservatrol. Here's to Reservatrol.
Cheers. Oh, God.
It tastes a little bit like cherry juice.
It tastes like cherry juice, but also Splenda and skunk.
Okay.
Like skunk, yeah.
Can we agree this is not a water?
Not a water. Rating, 0.2 out of 10, because Smart Water Black is still worse.
Still, Smart Water Black is still the worst water ever invented?
Yeah. Worst liquid. I would rather drink lava.
Okay, so that's 0.2. One down, 9 to go, James.
Yeah. Well, what's your rating on it?
I'll do the same, 0.2.
All right, so for a Smart total of 0.2 out of 10.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Next up in the Shark Tank.
Which one are we thinking the same one? We're probably thinking the same one here, but I don't know if it will be the worst one, honestly. I was thinking that too. Defy hydrating humanity. I'm actually kind of split, so I guess the next one will be the one that I'm split on, because we're kind of on the same wavelength when it comes to water.
I think so. So I've got their website here. Defy ionized alkaline water, pH 9.5. Let me see what else I can find out about this water.
Oh, now it's going to make me... Okay.
FAQ.
I feel bad.
Products.
Shitting on this water. Oh, my... Pooping on this water.
Yeah, we got to keep it clean. We don't want to get, like, an explicit rating on Apple podcasts.
Yeah. I feel bad criticizing this water now, because I know it's going to be bad. But I like kind of their message, I guess. Yeah.
Wait a second. Does that have CBD in it? I'm looking at their website here, and they're selling some CBD water.
Let me see. It doesn't say anything about that on here. It just says purified water, calcium carbonate, magnesium sulfate, potassium bicarbonate. It would have to have some type of marker on it.
You would think so.
I guess it's a different product. Let me see. This might be...
What else do we know about this water? Manufactured for Defy in Denver, Colorado. For water quality information, go to or email info@defydrinks.com. So there's not too much about the source here or anything. It just says purified water, like you said.
Yeah, no. So I don't think this has CBD in it.
Well, that's good. So we can try it then.
Uh-huh. All right. So, cheers, I guess. I'm going to pour myself only a little of this, too, because I don't like these waters.
I'm not scared of it. I'll take a big swig.
All right.
If you can get it open, that plastic PET bottle.
Yeah. Just for you. Thank you. Pours very smooth. I'll give it that. Pours almost silently. I don't know if you even heard us pour that. All right. Well,
Let's try it. Cheers. That was an aggressive cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, this water. It doesn't really taste like water.
I taste like nothing. You know how people say water tastes like nothing?
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah. That one really does.
But that's not true. This one does taste like nothing. It's not a flavor, because there is no flavor. It's like
everything's been stripped out of it.
It's not plastic. It's not a plastic flavor, which is good, I guess. It doesn't taste like you're drinking liquid plastic, but it tastes like you have cold liquid in your mouth, but it's not water.
Yeah, it looks like they're building this brand to roll out some CBD infused waters where that's legal. So the company's all about the CBD extracts into their waters. So this particular one doesn't have it, but I guess that's what they're building with this brand. What's your bottle cap rating, sir?
My bottle cap rating on this, I'm going to give it a 2 out of 10. It's average. At least it doesn't taste plasticky, but it's not good. You know?
It's not great. I don't like that they don't have transparency about their water quality and their source. Looks like they're trying to figure out their brand. I'm going to give it 1 out of 10 bottle caps.
I do like that their owner is...
It says black-owned, woman-owned, veteran-owned.
Veteran-owned. So I do like that. I mean, that's a good message.
Absolutely. But anyone can start a business in America.
Mm-hmm. But maybe find a different business or make it a spring water business.
There you go.
It's not very tasty. It's not a very good product. All right. So I think we're thinking the same thing again, right?
Are we?
Put your hand on it and
okay, three... I'm going to point at one and you tell me if that's the one you're thinking.
3, 2, 1. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
I got you. So, what do we got here, James?
We have Life Water Immune Support. It's zinc-infused water. It has artwork on the bottle. Life Water always has cool artwork on the bottle, and they always have bad water. This art is by Zach Lieberman. He has a pretty badass signature.
Yeah, it's nice art on the bottle. I wish it wasn't a plastic bottle.
Yeah, it's like textured. Of course, you guys can't feel that because we are just sound waves to you.
So I've got their website up here. Learn about our water. Purified. We purify our water using reverse osmosis. Newsflash. And then add electrolytes back in to give Life Water its pure, clean taste. It's pH balanced in the range of 6.4 to 7.4. Electrolytes to taste contains electrolytes magnesium, sulfate, potassium, bicarbonate, which is used for taste.
Excuse a very quiet, happy, non-rude, very mannered dog.
James, how come you haven't soundproofed our podcast studio yet?
Because it's my room and that costs money. This one bottle is, if you drink this entire liter, is this a liter? Yeah, this entire liter of Life Water, that's 30% of your... recommended zinc intake for the day.
Ooh, that's a lot of zinc.
Yeah, I don't. This is not going to taste
well. Well, you're pouring that. I've got their website up here, their FAQs. So I'll read you a few of these. I think some of them are kind of interesting. What is the difference between Aquafina and Life Water? Aquafina is mainstream still water brand. Life Water is premium water that is pH balanced with electrolytes added for taste.
Ah, yes, a non-mainstream premium water. That's totally what, yeah, that's what Life Water is. Uh-huh. And then, yeah.
Don't you find it funny that they're comparing their brand to Aquafina? Like, a pretty low bar there, and Life Water.
And they're not even, I mean, they're not even actually telling a difference, right?
Well, there's more.
The question is, what's the difference in between Life Water and Aquafina? Not what's the difference in your perception of your brand.
Right. So what is Life Water? Life Water is a premium bottled water brand that fuses creativity and design to serve as a source of inspiration and hydration.
Okay.
It's a purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Life Water bottles provide a beautiful canvas for art design, featuring label motifs created by emerging and developing artists, whose work will serve as a spark of creativity and dose of inspiration. Okay, that's interesting.
It's not wrong, except for the premium water part. You can't call yourself a premium water if you make your water in a factory.
Yeah. Why are there vowels missing in Life Water? This was a design choice that was made as part of the brand's artistic license.
Ah. Very useful information. Okay, should we try this?
Let's try it.
Life Water.
And by the way, where can you find more information about Life Water? Nutrition facts can be found at PepsicoBeverageFacts.com.
Oh.
Cheers.
Ouch. All that hype up almost made me forget how terrible this was going to be. Zinc doesn't taste good.
I get a bit of an alkaline taste from the water.
Why is it peppery?
Yeah, it's definitely like a little sharp tasting.
It's like, it's making me like cough. That's not good. It's not even like a good peppery, like a Borajami.
I just picture when I see this water in the bottle and I taste it, instead of thinking of a natural spring or something, I think of a giant factory tons of machines in it, pumping water and sodas and plastic bottles and being put together.
And like people with yellow gloves making sure everything's at temperature.
Yes. Yeah. A bunch of scientists.
Ugh. QA, not good.
QA people walking around.
Mm.
So. Life Water.
Oof. Jeez. All right. Bottle cap rating.
Okay. I can go first.
Yeah.
1 out of 10 bottle caps.
1 out of 10?
Well, hold on. I'm being too harsh. I do like the artwork, and I like that they're giving license to some up-and-coming artists to feature their work. So I like that part of it. So I'm going to add another bottle cap, and I'm going to go 2 out of 10.
I'm going to say 3 out of 10 for the same reason, and also it's 100% recycled plastic.
Oh, that's good. So, okay.
3 out of 10.
I'll go up to 3.2 on the recycled part. All right. I wonder if they have anything else about sustainability on their website here.
Product isn't good, though. There's so much better stuff that you can pick up at your local grocery store. So much better stuff for you. Even if you don't like carbonated water, even if you don't like a Topo, you could pick up just some spring water, please.
Yeah. Come on, Pepsi.
We're not even asking for much. Now, one of the later ones we're going to get to is Aqua Carpatica. Now you can find that at, like, I don't know if you can find it at Ralph's, but I know it's at Gelson's.
This particular case of 24 of these bottles, and we'll get into it, was purchased on Amazon.com.
Oh.
Yep.
Look at that. All right.
I'm going to point at one, and you're going to tell me if it's the one you think?
Yeah.
It's between two of them. I know that.
Me too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. It's going to be this one.
Yeah.
I picked it?
Yeah. Well, Let me read them. We're in between the two same ones. Let me read both of them so I can decide.
Okay, what's that one called?
Hawaiian Isles 100% Hawaiian Purified Water.
So let's start with that one.
And there is nothing else on it. So let's start with this. Yeah.
All right. I've got their website up here.
All right. I'm glad that they have a website because there is nothing on the bottle except for the bare minimum. It's just nutrition facts. It says it's bottled by themselves. Product of Hawaii. It says the size that it is, and then it has their logo.
Would you like to read that?
Our story. Locally owned and operated, Hawaiian Isles Water Company is committed to water purity and proud to be made in Hawaii. Yeah, you see, if you make your water, then it's not water. The Hawaiian Isles...
Facts.
My God. The Hawaiian Isles Water Company processing plant was built in 1996 and is certified by the state of Hawaii, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the Board of Health. All equipment is state-of-the-art and purchased by Hawaiian Isles for our sole use. The plant includes all state-required and additional equipment to process, bottle, and test the water we produce. At peak capacity, our plant can produce more than 100,000 bottles of water every day. Yay! Hawaiian Isles bottled water is purer than Hawaii's tap water. That's not good. That...
Well, technically it probably is because it's reverse osmosis water, right?
Yeah. I thought it meant, like, purer water, but I shouldn't assume that because it's a purified water company. The base municipal water supply, which pumps water via deep... Okay, the rest of this...
Let's try it.
Oh, okay. The last thing that's actually, like, semi-interesting is that they purify their water to a level of less than 5 parts per million in total dissolved solids.
So they take everything out of it.
It's 5 TDS. It's so practically nothing.
It's basically distilled water.
Now the thing is, the only way this will beat, or it won't beat Defy, actually. There's no chance this will beat Defy, because either it's going to taste like plastic or taste the same, but be in a worse bottle.
What do you think?
Oh. It's sweet.
It's not bad.
It's not horrible.
It's refreshing.
What? It's like a little floral. I think we've done this water before.
I think we have, too.
And this is good.
It's purified water, but whatever they're doing it right. Flavor-wise, anyway.
They're doing... Whoa.
Surprise, surprise.
Dang, is it... What's the bottle made out of? Because I'm ready to do my rating. I just need to know what the bottle's made out of. And, it doesn't look like it says. It says recycle on it, but I think that's legally you have to have recycle on your bottle. It has to say, oh, please recycle me. Something like that.
What's your bottle cap rating?
Say? All right. I like this. Out of purified waters, it's a 10 out of 10, but out of waters as a whole, 6.5?
That's a good rating.
It's good.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
5 out of 10 bottle caps for Hawaiian Isles, Hawaiian purified water. I might have given it some more if they had some information about their sustainability, and/or they were not in a plastic bottle. But yeah, so that's that. But it's a local company, private company.
Yeah, it tastes like a knockoff Fiji, and we'll get to that later. We can compare the two.
Yep. So 4 down, 6 to go.
4 down, 6 to go. We know what the next one is because we just had a battle with them. So just pull it on over here.
Pull it over, okay.
Alani.
Wait a second. Do you hear that? What is that noise?
Do I hear that? Maybe it should have been played like a lot earlier, but who cares? Is it an alert? No, it's not. It's an alarm. No, it is an alert. Oh, hi, Axel.
New water alert.
Well, we couldn't find anything for the website of this water.
It's called, well, we do. There is a website. It's called Alani Water.
But it's an energy drink.
Alani,
it's not water.
It's actually like a lifestyle brand. They've got fit snacks, fit shakes, energy drinks, all kinds of like merchandise, like yoga mats and t-shirts and stuff like that.
Huh.
And it looks like mainly it's a like a fitness lifestyle brand.
Odd.
What's it say on the bottle?
Well, it's purified water with electrolytes and antioxidants added. It's a 7.4 pH. It has enhanced minerals in it. It has 20%, if you drink this whole thing, it's 20% of your daily zinc intake. So it's basically just a more processed version of the life water that we tried a little while ago. This is gonna suck. By the way, quick update on Axel's tail, because he bit himself. It's been 2 weeks, and his tail looks fully healed. It looks good again.
Yeah, so he's nice. Doing good.
He's chilling right now, just,
He's gonna get a water change later, right?
Yeah.
Right on. Let's try this Alani water.
Alright, Alani water. Man, the condensation on this is crazy. Ooh, tough to open, too. Got it, alright. Alani water. Cheers, I guess.
Cheers.
I don't know. This is gonna taste bad. Ew.
There's just nothing to it. It actually has a bit of a salty, sour. I'm getting a sourness from it.
I don't.
Plasticky.
I get plastic and metallic. That's what I get. Ew. No, that's not good at all. That's horrible.
I bet they have a co-packer doing this, so it's probably just in a big bottled water factory that's slapping their label brand on it to add to their lifestyle brand.
Yeah, and not good.
Not great.
What's
your bottle cap rating?
Do you know what their bottle's made out of?
Their bottle is Please Recycle Me. It's made out of plastic.
Recycled plastic or just plastic?
It doesn't say anything about recycled plastic on here.
Ugh, okay.
So I'm going to give that one a big no.
Yeah, my bottle cap rating is going to be 0.8.
0.8, okay. I'm at 1 out of 10 bottle caps on Alani water.
I'll just go 0.5. Okay. Simplify it. It's not good.
Moving on.
It's whatever. All right. Now, we have good waters. Well, okay waters.
The first five waters were all either not water or...
garbage.
Reverse osmosis, purified tap waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're into some spring waters.
Spring waters.
So, I'm going to point at one, and you're going to tell me if I guess the one that you were going to go for.
Okay, I think we're thinking of the same one, but we might just have prejudice because of the packaging. Yeah. All right.
You got it? What's this water, James?
Ice Canyon CVS brand natural spring water Gold Emblem.
Gold Emblem, which is a brand that's owned by CVS, I believe. It's like their in-store brand, right?
Yeah. They're very confident in this water.
What does it say?
Ice Canyon's purity begins with Earth's natural filtration. Each droplet of water travels through the Earth's inner layers, gently emerging as a pristine spring in untouched, protected wilderness. This is where we capture Ice Canyon, the cleanest, purest-tasting spring water imaginable.
Does it say the source?
Mount Palomar in California. Okay. It has an expiration date. September 8th, 2023.
There you go. Okay, good.
Why does it have an expiration date?
Well, I think everything that's manufactured or produced should have an expiration date on it, even water. Generally, I would say expiration dates of things that are stable like that, shelf stable, should be a year. But sometimes water brands extend to 2 years.
Mm.
And soda as well.
And honey. Because honey doesn't expire.
That's correct.
So it's please recycle plastic, so it's probably not made out of recycled plastic.
No, it's just regular PET plastic and
has like a weird
sports cap.
Sports cap, yeah, I was about to say. I'm not gonna bother using that because it's impossible to open.
Yeah, this will end up in the ocean or landfill somewhere for millions of years.
Yeah. Oh. I just spilled some of that on the ground. Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Not horrendous.
Yeah, but it's plasticky.
It's plasticky, but there's flavor. A little bit. Oh, but it's bad flavor.
It's not good. You know, like, for something like this, for like a low-end spring water, go for like Arrowhead or something like that. You know, it's better than this.
It gets worse. It's like a slightly earthy, slightly sweet with a lot of plastic in it. It's like if you took a couple like specks of dirt and like a couple grains of sugar and then you ate an entire bottle with it.
Yeah. The website doesn't have much information either other than what you read off of the back of the package that's also on here. And then it says for water report on quality and information contact, and there's a 800 number. That's about it.
It's liquid plastic. Not good.
Bottle cap rating.
It's a spring water, at least. Not as good as the Hawaiian Isles purified water. Not even close.
No.
2.5 out of 10?
Yeah, unfortunately, I gotta give it a 2. 2 out of 10 bottle caps for me.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Alright. So, that's out of the way. The rest of these, we've all had before. We've had all of them
before. We've had them on the podcast before, right?
Yeah. They're all good.
I'd be happy to have any of these in my fridge to sip on any given day.
Yeah, so now is where it gets hard choosing where it goes.
Well, I'll point at one and you tell me, okay?
This next one's obvious, but then after that it's going to get hard. It's pretty obvious, yeah. Uh-huh, exactly.
Which one did I point at?
You pointed at the Gelson's 100% natural spring water.
Co-host, we're on the same page today, huh?
We definitely were on the same wavelength. Same vibing wavelength. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, it's sourced from the legendary Opal Springs.
Opal Springs, okay.
From the heart of origin comes the finest natural water in the world.
From the heart of origin? Okay.
Oregon.
Oregon?
From the heart of Oregon comes the finest natural water in the world. Gelson's water. That's what it says. It has a dash and everything.
Well, that's a bold claim.
It goes through... Oh, wait, what? I guess it goes through volcanic rock, because it says that... Gelson's water follows nature's ancient course through huge volcanic lava flows, some up to 300 million years old.
Wow.
Dramatic. Okay.
Let's try it.
The condensation on this, and like my shorts, because I keep rubbing the water on my shorts so I can actually grab my glass without shattering it on the ground. And,
drama much?
And... It's, like, it looks like I had a shower in my clothes at this point. It's crazy.
More, please.
I'm skimping.
Right. That's good. So it's from Oregon?
It's from the heart of Oregon.
Okay. How do you say Oregon?
Not just Oregon, the heart of Oregon. Okay?
Heart is an organ.
You have to make sure that it's the heart of Oregon, though. Because if it's not, then it's not as dramatic.
What do you think of that water?
Much better than the CVS, but not very good.
I don't like it, James. I don't.
Do you like it better than the CVS?
I like it better than the CVS. Me too. It's just not much to it. You know, the other thing is, James, I'm a big fan of sparkling water.
Me too.
And today on the podcast...
We have one.
Only one sparkling water. maybe if this was sparkling, it would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
It is a natural spring water. It's semi-complex. It
would be a lot of better, actually, if it was sparkling. So, Gelson's, carbonate this. And put it in glass, please.
Right?
Or aluminum. Even better. Put it in aluminum.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you guys are bougie. You guys have the money to do that.
Come on, Gelson's. Get it together. Aluminum.
Come on. Yeah, it's not very good. It's just sweet, a little plasticky.
Yeah.
Little earthy.
High-end grocery store brand. Bottle cap rating.
Well, of course, I've got to check what it's made of. It's made of Please Recycle Water. It's plastic. BPA-free.
Okay.
I don't know. What did I give the other one? 2 out of 10? 2.5 out of 10?
Yep.
Okay, this gets a 4.
I'm with you on that as well. 4 out of 10 bottle caps on the Gelson natural spring water.
Hawaii, by the way, right now, a purified water is in first place.
It's in the lead. Can you believe it?
We've done 2 spring waters, and a purified water is in the lead right now. That's crazy.
Hey, that's why we do the podcast, right?
Hawaii.
You gotta check these things out.
I just want to say, if you need a purified water for some odd reason, pick up Hawaiian Isles, because it's good.
If that's the only choice on the shelf, go for that one.
It's a 10 out of 10 purified water. It's not 10 out of 10 in the water scale.
Next up on the podcast,
yes,
is a very famous water.
Here we might, get, okay, we're on the same wavelength still then.
We're going here?
Yeah, we are.
This is Fiji water. Okay.
Fiji!
From the islands of Fiji, natural artisan water. We've talked extensively about this water on the podcast in the past. But would you please read the back of the bottle?
And we've also talked about it extensively on this episode of the podcast, of its stripped-down, slightly distant cousin that comes from a different part of the earth, but tastes relatively similar.
Absolutely.
So we're going to compare the two.
Okay.
For sure, right?
You bet. What's the back of the bottle say?
Fiji, from the islands of Fiji. Earth's finest water. On a remote island over 16,000 miles from the nearest continent.
Woo!
1,600 miles from the nearest continent, tropical rain slowly filters through volcanic rock into a sustainable ancient artisan. Oh, say that 5 times fast. Sustainable ancient artisan aquifer.
Woo!
Drop by drop, Fiji water acquires the natural minerals and electrolytes that give it its signature soft, smooth taste.
That's some alliteration there.
Perfected by nature, there's nothing on earth quite like it. Yeah, bougie water, bougie riders, okay? Yeah.
Their website has tons of information about their sustainability. You know, they're a big company producing a lot of water all over the world. But they are trying to do more with less. Working on their sustainability. Fiji Water is proud to introduce its 500 milliliter and 330 milliliter bottles made from 100% recycled PET, rPET plastic in 2022. The 100% rPET bottles will replace the existing 500 and 330 ml bottles throughout the U.S. So they're changing to a fully recycled. Lighter environmental footprint. In addition to introducing these new bottles, we're committed to reducing our carbon footprint in investing 5 million Fijian dollars, 2.5 million US on energy efficiency initiatives on the island, including the use of microturbine energy generation and adopting low sulfur fuel standards for all shipping, dramatically increasing sulfur oxide emissions.
All right, so decreasing. Sustainability goes to 10 out of 10.
Right? I'd say, yeah, it's up there.
Because they're really, really trying. This is the first one on the list, surprisingly. Well, actually, not surprisingly, that actually has a water analysis on the bottle. So it's very small. I can barely read it. Silica is 93 milligrams per liter. Calcium is 18. Magnesium is 15. The pH is 7.7. The bicarbonate is 152, and the TDS is 222. So,
so it's a medium brief TDS water. I mean, this water is a mouthful.
Uh-huh.
I like their package design as well. I wish it wasn't plastic, but I do like the kind of the square cartony looking bottle.
Yeah. Look how thin of a line you can pour with that. It's so smooth, that this water.
It is like smooth. That's how I would describe it. It's a smooth water.
And it's very, very floral, as we've found in the past. So let's start with this and then compare it to Hawaiian Isles, and then we'll do a bottle cap rating. We'll come back to it, okay?
Sounds good.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, it's so good.
Right?
It's good.
It's like, very good.
A really good water.
Flavorful, smooth.
Sweet, a little earthy, and you get that super floral aftertaste.
Yep. No wonder it's so famous.
Yeah. Oh, Axel's coughing.
I never saw an axolotl cough before.
You've never seen it?
No.
Well, you just got to see it.
I've seen him eat. I've seen him eat sushi.
Oh, yeah. He eats live sushi.
He's an assassin.
Mm-hmm. He's brutal when it comes to that.
Would you please give me a bottle cap rating on Fiji water?
Well, let's compare it to Hawaiian Isles and then come back to it.
Go for it.
I like this water a lot. I don't think it gets to be, honestly, I don't think it gets to be in the Tenacious 10, but I think it's delish. All right. Compared to Hawaiian Isles.
Look, James, I gotta tell you, the Fiji water takes it hands down. It's so different. So much better.
Side by side, the experience with Fiji, oh my god! The experience with Fiji is...
you know, as broadcasters, sometimes we just have to push through even if there's background noise.
Yeah. The experience with Fiji is a lot slower. It takes you kind of on a trip. And you don't get any plasticky taste. This, it kind of...
The Hawaiian Islands?
Yeah, the Hawaiian Islands. When you compare it side by side... I just realized this whole time, it's Hawaiian Isles, not islands. When you compare it side by side, the Hawaiian Isles is abrupt. It hits you in the face with plasticky, but it's really good for a purified water. It's got floral notes, it's got some earthiness, some sweetness.
Yeah.
But it also hits you in the face with plastic, and it pushes it at you all at once. Fiji is a lot better.
It's just very enjoyable. You know, mm-hmm. You sip it, you want to have some more. It's smooth. It's just nice, refreshing.
All right, what's your bottle cap rating?
On Fiji water, it's going to get 8 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right, I'm going to go up to 8.5.
Nice.
Yeah. I like this water. It's pretty good.
Yep. Always a staple. You know, if you're in the water aisle and you're looking for something that's very easy, accessible, nice price point, grab some Fiji water. Okay.
Yeah.
We got two waters left here, James.
Uh-huh. We do.
And these ones I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah. You know, you already know which one to put your hand over. Put your hand over it. There we go. All right. Aqua Carpatica.
So this water has been on the podcast before in a much different format, right? Do we have...
Yes.
I think you have the bottle up on the shelf here.
Potentially.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do, for sure. I don't see it right now, but I know I do. Because it was a beautiful bottle. I remember it to this day.
I think the first time that we got this water, we ordered it special, probably from Salacious Drinks.
Yeah.
Or we found it in Whole Foods, maybe?
Ooh, no, I think we found it in Gelsitz, potentially?
Could be.
Anyway, or no, this was initially a Salacious Drinks order, and then... A couple weeks later, maybe a couple months later, we found it in Gelson's. But now we have it, not in glass, in plastic, unfortunately. But it's in a 500 milliliter bottle compared to the big other bottles that they had.
Well, I'm a little torn on this because I know it's a high quality, excellent water. And, you know, selling it in those glass bottles at a high price point wasn't really all that accessible. So they're trying to expand. I understand going into plastic is not necessarily the best. I wish they went to aluminum or something like that. But I'm happy that the water brand is growing and more people will get a chance to try this water.
Yeah.
What's it say on the bottle?
Well, it's from the Carpathian Mountains. It says it's nature's most perfect water.
Mm-hmm.
I realize now that a lot of water brands are cocky.
Yeah. Well, this one has some interesting claims on the back I wanted to talk about. So why don't you read those?
I see what you mean. What?
Tell the listeners.
Has natural electrolytes. The springs are in a protected area. It's clean with pure taste and no aftertaste. There's low mineral content. It's a BPA-free bottle, 100% recyclable. It goes through 20 years of natural filtration during the underground journey of water, and it is best for babies and expectant mothers.
Really? How can they make that claim, James?
What?
Best for babies and expectant mothers. Why? How?
It's from, Romania, from the Bajanaru Spring. Let's try it.
Yeah, I have some information on the website here, too. As you said, in the heart of the Carpathian Mountains of Romania, pristine spring water flows underground from a protected Barjaniu spring. Aqua Parpaccia spring water is responsibly captured to naturally preserve its ideal mineral content, balanced pH, and unmatched pure taste. And then the analysis, calcium 52, magnesium 17, sodium-free, nitrate-free, bicarbonates at 220, TDS at 200, and a pH of 8.5.
Yeah. So let's just hop into it. Unfortunately, I'm not a baby or an expectant mother, but hopefully the water is still good for me.
Yeah, let's not a baby or expectant mother either, but I like healthy water.
All right.
There's some information on the website about health benefits here, too.
Oh, wait. I think you still had some water in your glass.
Oh, let me drink that. I want to get the full effect of this Aqua Carpaccia.
Aqua Carpatica, Aqua Carpaccia. Not sure. All right. Cheers.
Cheers, James.
Oh, yeah.
It's complex.
So sweet, so earthy, little metallic-y, and it's going back to sweetness. Whoa, oh, so it like dips. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it definitely has a lingering aftertaste.
It like dips in sweetness and then comes back up. That's crazy. Okay.
I enjoy this water a lot.
Me too. It's delicious. Yeah, and the aftertaste lingers.
I like just wish said. They weren't putting it in plastic.
And I wish it didn't make ridiculous false claims. But, yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe it is the best water on the planet for babies and expecting mothers.
Could be. Interesting claim.
It's a very, very unlikely chance. But it's a chance.
Nature's most perfect water. It's a nice package, I guess, right? The bottle? Like,
yeah.
It's got some detail on it. Kind of a square design, rectangle.
Uh-huh.
What's your bottle cap rating?
Well, I think this water's delicious. I don't know, it's good. I like how fancy it is. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Nice! That's a high rating, James.
Well, it's a delicious water, really. It's a delicious water. It's not part of the Tenacious 10, but it's a delicious water.
I will say, anyone out there that's been, trying to look for some different waters and getting into the taste of waters, this one's worth going on Amazon and buying some.
Yeah.
It's relatively inexpensive. You can pick up a case for, I think, 20 or 30 bucks for, like, 24 bottles of it.
Uh-huh.
So that's not too bad. A pretty good price point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a complex and interesting water. And it's refreshing. It's good. So try it. Aqua Carpaccia.
Aqua Carpatica.
Carpatica. So you were at, what was your bottle cap rating?
I give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10? I'm going to give it I gave Fiji an 8.
Yeah.
I have to give it a 9 as well, James. I'm between a 9 and a 10, but I'm going to give it a 9. I don't want to put it in the Tenacious.
It doesn't go, remember, Tenacious 10 is after it's been, what is the word I'm looking for? We both have to give it 10s.
Yeah,
for it to
perfect.
Go in the 20. 10.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's delicious. Let's take a quick break before we get into our last water.
Sounds good.
And then we have a very special segment coming out.
Okay.
All right. All right, we're back. We're back. We're back.
So
we're back.
We've gone through 9 waters, James. And
yeah.
Now we're left with the 10th water of the episode, episode number 69.
The reigning champ. The best water Amazon.
What's it got there on the side? Some awards that it's won?
Some awards. It's not its newest award that it's won, though. I need to add that on there.
This is one of my favorite waters in the entire world, James.
This is one of mine, too. I can't say my favorite because Lafayette is so good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That Crag water is pretty dope, too.
Oh, yeah. But, and Musinyinka makes me feel amazing. But,
so what is it?
It starts with an S, ends with an I. It has 8 letters in its name. Sokosani.
Talking about Sokosani from the Peruvian Andes Mountains, right?
Soko Sani Sparkling.
And this is a high mineral content water, right?
Soko Sani Superior Sparkling. Yeah. Soko Sani Superior Sparkling Mineral Water. It is a high TDS.
What's with you in alliteration today?
I don't know. This deserves it, though. It's a very good water. This has an expiration date, too. Is that an expiration date? I don't know what that's...
It sure is.
You're into food safety. It's like your job. So, it's your job or something. So.
Yep. Here it says it was produced, manufactured on March 16th, 2021. And it says best by July 16th, 2022.
All right. So, let's crack into this while we still can.
Let's go for it. Yeah.
All right. Ooh. I love this stuff. I know the, like, taste. Like, I have the taste memorized. I can put it on my taste buds whenever I want. It's not the exact taste, but it's pretty close. Like, right now, thinking about this, my mouth is watering, and I'm getting salty and sweet notes. Because I just know what this is going to taste like already. I am probably Soko Sani's biggest fan. Except for maybe the owner of Soko Sani.
They're a sustainable company as well, James. And they're driving towards more sustainability. They're at 25% recycled PET plastic right now, moving to 100%. And they really take care of the area, the spring. Source to bottle, world premium waters.
All right, let's try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, yeah.
It's unlike any other water that you taste in your life.
So good.
It's not salty, but it has that minerality to it.
It's so good. It's delicious.
You can feel it, like, going into your body and just, like, perking everything up, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like a better-tasting, toned-down Musinyenka, in my opinion.
And this is naturally carbonated. It's so mildly carbonated. Like, it doesn't, like a soda or a club soda or
carbonated, but, because it has a still version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Soko Sani still is really good, too.
Mm-hmm. But the carbonation is on point, and, it makes it taste better than the still, in my opinion. I love this stuff. It's delicious. It's part of the Tenacious 10. Let's see. Is it still in the Tenacious 10? I give it a 10.
100% it is.
Yeah.
It's a 10. 10 Tenacious out of 10, 10 bottle caps.
Might be one of the best in the Tenacious 10, too.
I think so. Not even going to lie.
It's delish. It's so good. It's just so good.
Yep. Do yourself a favor. Try some Soko Sani.
It's sustainable. It's the best. It's the best.
What else can you say about it?
Nothing.
So, James, we have another segment coming up.
Yeah, we have to take back-to-back breaks because we have to clear out all of these waters to make room for our next segment.
Okay, yeah? Let's do it.
All right. We will be right back once again if my phone wants to end the podcast segment. And we're back.
We're back, James. It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season. So, and Santa, a.k.a. salacious drinks?
No, Santa is not salacious drinks. But Ashley from Salacious Drinks is a friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we actually have some news. So coming up on our next episode, we're going to have another collaboration podcast.
Yeah.
And this time we're going to have two guests.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have our friend of the show, water sommelier and water technologist Milan Patel on the show again.
At this point, family of the show.
Right?
Significantly more talk time on the podcast than any other guest.
Yeah.
By a long shot.
How about that end of the year recap that we got on our podcast of all the content that we created? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was crazy. Spotify, your graphic design game is a little weak, but your, the Wrapped is always cool. And especially if you're a podcaster.
Yeah. So in chatting with Millen the last time, he suggested, and we went ahead and reached out to Ashley at Salacious Drinks and invited her to come on the podcast. So that's going to be on the next episode.
Yeah.
But in anticipation of that, James, Christmas comes a little bit early. So we did put in an order with Salacious Drinks for some waters. And these were going to go under the tree for Christmas morning. But I think it's prudent that we do the unboxing and that we prepare for the podcast. And maybe it gives people a chance to do some last-minute Christmas shopping.
Maybe.
When they hear the collab podcast with some of these special waters. Maybe they'll want to put in an order with Salacious Drinks as well.
Yeah, we're going to rank them. Yeah. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be awesome.
Yep. So do you want to see what we got? Are you interested to crack this box open?
Ooh, Christmas came early. I'm so excited.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Let's see here.
Let's see.
Well, first of all, there's a flyer on top here, James.
Do you know what you ordered or no?
I do know what I ordered. So there's the flyer. What's that say?
No way.
We're going to need this that for the podcast.
Oh my God. It's ROI water.
ROI water?
Roy water. It came.
Let's see.
Oh my God. It comes with a flyer.
Okay, so the first water on the top of the box. And shout out to Salacious Drinks on the fantastic packaging. Wow. It's got corrugated bottle holders here to keep everything from breaking and shipping. And James?
Oh my God. Oh. What?
Can you describe what you're looking at there?
I'm in shock. Roy water. It's Roy. We have it. The world's most magnesium-rich natural mineral water. Oh, it's so old. We have to wait, but we can't. I can't talk about this too much right now, right?
No. Okay. That's just the first one.
Since 1647.
Wow. So we'll dig into that one and do some research on it so that we're ready for the podcast to talk about it, okay?
Okay, we're going to have like 18 different photo shoots with this thing. Whoa.
Liquid gold.
We have to keep that so safe. If that breaks, I'm crying and I will cry so much it'll refill the bottle.
Every gold medal.
Like, oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Okay. We've got Maximum Fondor, Agua Mineral Natural. This is a beautiful bottle, and it is gigantic.
Looks like a still water.
Is this a gallon bottle? No, it's a liter, but it's just very tall.
It's a nice blue bottle with a great shape.
Wow, yeah.
Is that from France?
Perforates, is that the word? It is from... Oh, it's got an analysis. We'll check that out when we do the tasting.
Definitely a rare water.
Yeah, I do not know where it's from, but all right, that's gonna be awesome.
Okay. What else we got in here? Let's see. How about that?
Whoa! What? You know it's gonna be good when you have no clue how to pronounce it. Yanyir? Llanllyr, source. That's the name of the Yanyir source. That's the name of the water. It's a simplistic bottle. It looks really nice though. It has like a kind of tiger dragon emblem thing as its logo. That's awesome. We've got the still and sparkling version.
We do. We have still and sparkling.
That's awesome.
And this water is from where? I think it's from the UK.
Yeah, it's from the UK.
Wales.
No, it's from Wales, yeah. Drawn from beneath the fields of Yanyir, Wales. Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's still and sparkling.
Wow.
What else you got there?
Whoa! That is a beautiful bottle.
What is it?
Oh, Christmas came early, huh? What? Kariba, Life Made Pure. That's a premium spring water in like a short wine bottle, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Is that still or sparkling?
Cap. Oh, wow. It's really nice on the back. This is... I can't tell. I think it's still, judging by just how it looks in the bottle. It's spring water.
From what country?
from Eastern Highlands of Ontario.
Oh, from Canada. Yeah. There you go.
Canada's purest water. Naturally filtered through rock weathering.
Maybe that's the second best export out of Canada.
You make that joke, like, once every 3 months. I don't know if it's still or sparkling, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's still.
Cool. Well, how about that guy?
What? First off, let's start. This is a beautiful bottle. It's very thick. It's got an amazing, like, kind of leaf tribal design on it. It's got a very unique font on the top.
That's, how do you pronounce it?
Pressed into the bottle. Mondariz, spring water. It's from Spain, so yeah, it's Mondariz. Since 1873. Wow.
Been around for a minute.
Oh, and that's where the nutrition facts and stuff are. It's on nice. The same label on the back.
The inside, okay.
A little confused for a second. Can't tell if it's still or sparkling either. I think this one's also still.
It looks still to me.
Yeah.
But who knows when you crack it.
But it looks delicious, and it's an awesome bottle.
Okay, and then I think we're almost out here, but there's a couple more bottles in here. Ooh. I'm going to bring them out at the same time, okay?
Jeez, the next episode's going to be like 2 hours long. What? Australian. And then we've got the still and sparkling version.
Of Three Bays?
Three Bays. This won a few awards,
it's
a
very
truly.
Famous water. It did very well at the Bled Festival.
Bled Festival. I the name rings a bell. That's why yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah, well, Millen's been raving about this water, that it's fantastic. And certainly it got high scores and won medals at the Bled Festival.
Yeah, Fine Water Taste Awards in 2018, it won gold. That's for the still and sparkling?
Yeah, it's got a gold medal for the sparkling as well.
Yeah, wow, awesome. So this has got to be great. Oh, and it's got a deep, deep analysis of the water. So we'll have to read that before we do the tasting.
You bet.
Amazing. Wow, this is like Christmas came early.
Absolutely.
Like, actually, we've got, so next podcast is going to be 8 waters to try, and it's going to be a double collab.
Yep.
And
it's going to be episode 70 extravaganza.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. All right, so let's sign off here. Thank you, guys.
What's on for you for the rest of the day, James?
We're going to do a little Christmas decorating.
Yep. Got our tree. We got to put all the lights on it and all of our ornaments.
Mm-hmm. Got to make sure Axel doesn't cannibalize himself.
Try to keep the cats out of the tree.
Yeah. And, we're going to feed it some water because trees need water, just like humans.
So thank you, listeners, for listening to the Bubbles Podcast, episode number 69. We enjoyed it. Hope you did as well. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, James is going to tell you how you can do that.
Well, you can go to our Instagram at the Bubbles Podcast you can go to our Gmail, thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us an email.
If you're listening on Anchor, you can press that voice message button. We're on TikTok. Nobody follows that though, and we don't post anymore, so I don't know.
We got to get posting on our Instagram more too.
Yeah. And that's all we have, right?
I think that's it, James. Yeah. So until next time.
And make sure to rate and review us. Give us a 6.9, on...
5 out of 5 bottle caps, please.
5 out of 5. If it's out of 10, then give us 6.9 and say that it's a great podcast, but I had to do this because they told me to. And yeah. All right. Without further ado, I'm Steve.
That makes me James, I guess?
I don't know. All right.
James, if you had one water to drink for the rest of your life. Only. You could only have that one water. Ooh. Which one are you choosing?
Probably Sokasani.
Sokasani, yeah?
Sokasani, how about you?
I think I would go for something a little bit more mild, because Sokasani is great, tastes great, but it's more for a treat.
True.
So I might go for something more like Topo Chico.
Topo Chico. Ooh, but that's bubbles all the time,
that's
though.
That's true. Like, I would only have bubbles then.
Yeah. Well, you know, only having bubbles is a great thing, because the Bubbles podcast is a great thing. And, that was a great episode. Episode number 69. Goodbye.
See you next week. 69.